This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
It's a happy Friday, Bar Scott. How you feeling?
That way.
That way. Yeah. That's all you
good.
Need to say.
It's no, all good.
That way is all you need to say, and that's how this show is going to go. Yesterday was like, you know, with the breaking news involving.
Yeah, real heavy.
Yeah, like involving Deshaun Watson.
We don't
really
do heavy. We can do heavy, but that's not our specialty.
I think we proved yesterday that we can be a serious show when necessary, right? Like, that's what we proved.
Absolutely.
That we can handle it when it's a newsy kind of day.
Yeah, we can
but
be
the problem
up.
With that is when we have that happen, it takes over the show. We have to have a certain tone about it. We've got to make sure we have a lot of different voices coming into the show about all the things that were going on. It was happening live while we were on the air. The news, the statements, the reactions, the audio, everything. And we wanted to bring it all to you. The problem is, though, is that it kind of got in the way of me having a good time with you on your birthday. Like, yesterday was your birthday, and it was something I was like, I had Stosh and I were talking about how let's have some fun with Bar. Let's make it a fun day. And then that happened. It's like, all right, we've got to. Yeah, we got to can the fun. But we did get to at least acknowledge your birthday at the end of the show.
Yeah, I appreciate it, yeah.
And I'll tell you what, Bart, what happened was something that it shows me the reach of our show. It shows me how many people care about you, care about us, but also just know the things that are important to you. So what happened after last segment of yesterday's show really surprised us. We got a couple of calls, a couple of messages from some people that you need to hear from. Let's begin here.
Bart.
Happy birthday, Bart.
Happy birthday, my brother, man.
We
Stop
love you.
Saying crazy things on TV, Bart.
Keep saying it. Detroit.
All day.
don't.
Now, do you recognize those voices?
That's Zeke because he called me this morning.
That's right. Isaiah. That's Isaiah Thomas with
Dial
Jay
like
Will.
Flex.
Jay Will got him right. They were playing golf.
Yeah, man.
And Jay Will grabbed him and said, hey, your guy, it's his birthday, and they wanted to create a video for you. And Isaiah was again, kind enough, but you could tell. He respects you, likes you that much to say, yeah, let's take a minute. Let's send some blessings. So that's one that I thought was a really good one. But another one came, Bart, from Syracuse.
Syracuse?
From Syracuse, of all places. But when you hear the voice... you'll know why.
What's up, Bart? Dom Smith here.
Yeah,
I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday and a safe and blessed one. I just wanted to also say thank you for all your continued support, and I love watching you on TV. Keep up the great work.
Damn,
that's one
straight.
Of your favorite baseball players ever.
Hashtag the rapture is coming. You know what I'm saying? I already knew it because, you know what I'm saying, he talked to his nose a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Dom Smith, baby. Keep working. Keep grinding, baby.
Wait. He talks to his nose?
What's up, Bart? Dom Smith here.
Yeah, you know, some people talk from the diaphragm.
I'm gonna need that as a drop.
Nasal. Some people talk nasal. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's always like a slight hint of congestion. You know what I mean? Like a little. You need just a drop of Mucinex. You know what I'm saying? But that's my guy, though. That's how he speak. We all speak differently. I'm excited for Dom Smith. Dom Smith, keep grinding. Keep doing the work. Listen, don't go to Dinosaur Barbecue too much. Get a little bit. Get a splash. But don't indulge yourself with the because remember, I used to be up there all the time because that's where we had training camp, uh-huh. You know, up there. So make sure that you don't eat too many of the devil eggs, man. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It'll put that body fat on you. But keep grinding, Dom. Keep grinding, and we waiting for you to come. See you postseason, baby.
Dom Smith with the Mets AAA affiliate in Syracuse.
No, that's special right there for me, man. I think I got a Dom Smith jersey.
To reach out as well and just let you know that everybody's thinking about you, and we didn't want to just let your birthday go by without, you know, some acknowledgement of it, as yesterday was a serious day in sports. Today's our effort Friday, and so let's just go ahead and F it for the rest of the day. But I just wanted to – I wanted that for you because I felt like we needed to do more for you yesterday. It wasn't fair. You are obviously the heart and soul of this show, and it is something we always want to acknowledge. So
that's
what we did
there.
And you know what else happened yesterday on your
they
birthday?
They needed Dom yesterday.
Yeah, they did.
Need so some the Yankees, lefty bats. The they need My some lefty God. Bats.
Yankee thing, man, really just –
We can't have nothing good around here. We
don't
have a happy day. Collectively, we have a happy day. Then we have a day when they both lose.
Yeah, it was not a good day.
Yeah.
But still, like I said, it
but the sun will come
I
out
I want to keep saying it's August and it's not going to matter, but it does matter because Frankie Montas, once again, is reaching that Sonny Gray level of frustration already. Yeah. Three starts in. And I got to hear from him after the game saying, like, you know, like, I want to do better. Well, yeah, I appreciate
it's
Captain
hard.
Obvious.
Why can Joey Gallo go to a new destination and ball out? And then the guy we bring in for
they
help.
Called him Joey Bats out there now. He's like, come on.
He totally forgot that he sucked. You know what I'm saying? He been out there. He forgot.
He sucked.
It's amazing, the power of positive energy. Maybe. And one good thing to happen.
Maybe.
Oh, man. Where's the
but you know what else happened? You know what else happened yesterday? Geno Smith did exactly what you said he needed to do. Be just good enough to get that number one pick.
Yes.
Right? You can't even blame it. It was a terrible preseason game last
Should we call it the Bumbo?
The Bumbo. That might have been the Bumbo, although Justin Fields looked pretty good. He had one series, got the field goal. Yeah, he's all right. But you don't know how to judge it.
Because who are we going against?
Right. It's already week two now, the preseason. This was the opener last night. The Bears get a 27-11 win over the Seahawks in Seattle, but Fields barely played. But Geno Smith played the whole first half, banged up his knee, bruised knee. Now, Drew Lock not available because of COVID, but still.
Who's the
Geno's numbers are just fine. 10 of 18, 112, but no touchdowns, nothing, just no zip, no – had some drops, but it's just so, – that was such a typical Geno Smith performance, and you said it. Just be good enough because the Seahawks want that number one pick, right, so they can get the quarterback of the future. Give it to Geno Smith just because that's exactly what you need. Somebody capable enough to get you through a game, but not good enough to win you a game.
So you still can evaluate. He allows you to still evaluate the other talent you have around. With a better quarterback, the ball would have been in a better place. But I'm just saying, they got Kenneth Walker. So they have the grounds for a good football team. And because they have the draft equity from Russell Wilson – and their own draft pick is probably going to be pretty bad. They have the equity to make sure that they get a franchise quarterback next year.
Yep.
But what they have to make sure that they do is they have to make sure on the other side they can protect them. Because, it looked like a pillow fight between both offensive lines yesterday. Justin Fields, hike, it becomes a scramble drill.
It really does.
We doing a scramble drill? I've seen more resistance from a wet paper bag than I've seen from the Seattle Seahawks lineman yesterday. Would be better if you just log roll and lay sideways to get a man a damn chance.
You know what? Justin Fields is like this. It's like, you know when you say burp the baby? Instead of being a burp the baby kind of quarterback, he's more of the moms that have the jogging strollers? He's doing that with the baby. Immediate. Just running for his life.
And you just hope that they don't – and the crazy thing is, you're like, okay, well, they're going to have salary cap space next year.
Yep.
Oh, they traded Khalil Mack, so that means they probably got two first-round draft picks. Wrong. Mm-hmm. They got a fifth-round draft pick for the only guy that ever went to All-Pro in two positions.
That's the Bears. That's the Seahawks. We got more games tonight. We got three games tonight. We got a big slate of games on Saturday and then a handful on Sunday. And then Monday night you have the Jets and Joe Flacco and company.
Monday night football, baby.
Well, that's not.
He's
that's not
killing it. Joe Flacco, is reborn Falcons. Again. He's reborn again.
Yep. You are all about Joe Cool. Under center.
I'm just laughing at how the receiver's like, man. The ball was coming over his foot, wow. What the hell's been going on? Camp
that is,
and OTAs.
That is true.
It's a revelation. It's like he never seen sunshine before.
Did you see what Brady Quinn said, by the way?
Nah, I love Brady. Me and Brady used to have a show called Backer to Backer. It was pretty damn good. You know what I mean?
Well,
he's pretty thorough.
If you guys are cool, let's see if you're still cool after this comment. Okay. Brady Quinn said, I've not seen a quarterback get more love for doing less from the media than Zach Wilson.
Well, hold up, Brady Quinn, because you got a lot of love. Brady, you got a lot of love for doing absolutely nothing. You look good. You look like you could play Superman. You have some good popcorn muscles, but you never played well either.
Handsome dude, yeah.
Yeah, come on, man.
Well, maybe that's the thing. I haven't seen that since me. Maybe that's what he's talking about. But, I'm a Jets fan. Is he wrong? He's the number two overall pick in the draft. And
Justin Fields is getting a lot of love. He gets
a lot
of love.
What did he do? Big time football.
But what I'm saying is, what love? I'm talking about his love as far as playing in the league.
Trey Lance is really the better comp.
Yes, Trey Lance.
Everybody's
the MVP.
Trey Lance. What he's
the MVP. One preseason game. MVP.
Right. Well, we'll find out a little more. As the preseason games begin. But I just found that comment to be kind of funny.
Yeah.
Because as a Jets fan, I'm like, I don't know if he's wrong. We try so hard to turn these guys. Maybe he'll be the one.
Yeah.
You want it to happen, but man, he gets hurt. He didn't look good before he got hurt.
That's true.
And, we'll see if they rush him back or not.
He looked decent last year, though.
Late in the year, it looked like once he calmed down.
He looked just as good as Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence, we praising him. He ain't do nothing. None of them, outside of String Cheese, like nobody did anything that was worthy of writing home about.
All right, so instead of then talking about these guys who you know, maybe we're hyping too much, coming up, let's talk about a level of concern of one of the greatest of all time. Because in Tampa, he's expected, that is Tom Brady, to be back after this weekend's games. Or is he? And by the way, there's a theory floating out there of what he's doing during this time away. Bart, you're going to love this. But before we get to all that, and of course the calls, tell us about Grainger.
For all the ones who get it done, Grainger's always there to help. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, 24/7 support, free access to product specialists, and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help keep your facility safe and your people even safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or listen, just stop on by. Pull up! Another hoe.
See, we got Billy on the ones and twos, Bart. It's going to be a little different today.
Is his name Badass Billy Gunn? The New Age Outlaws?
Billy Ho.
No, Badass Billy Gunn was on wrestling. I just love Badass Billy Gunn. That's what he should name him to. Or Billy Trice. That's like Obi Trice.
Obi Trice, but you don't know Billy?
Is that his real name or is it like Jamie Foxx? That's his stage name.
Probably.
Ain't nobody named their child Billy Trice.
That's my real name, bro.
What? What?
That's a stage name.
What?
It's not a stage name?
That's your Jamie Foxx name.
Yeah, that's definitely like...
I wish.
I don't like it. Like William's your middle name and you hate your first name, right? Be honest.
Right.
No, that's like not the case at all, actually. I'm named after my grandfather whose name was Billy, so...
Were you familiar? Did you like Badass Billy Gunn?
I actually liked that. That was good. But, you know, it was also difficult having the name Billy as a black man. So, like, that was also being...
Really? Weird. Really? Yeah. Really? You want to tell me about having a name being a black man?
I mean, we could connect. Really? We could connect. Really? Bart, Billy, same thing.
See, Bart and Billy. Story.
We live the same life.
Tell Bart your story, Billy. Bart, about how you would get the interview, though.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
At major corporations versus someone else.
See, but Billy sounds a little bit like, you know what I'm saying, like he like in a cowboy or something.
How do you think I got here?
They may not like him as a roughneck.
How do you think I got here? No, because you probably put William on the,
the
resume.
You put William on the resume. Yeah, yeah. The first time that Calvin Pace met me, or he's like, man, you know, I heard about this Bart Scott. They were saying how good he was and all this stuff. And I'm like, let me check this dude out. Like, what? He black? Like, what the hell black named Bart? Like, all right, Calvin, relax. Calvin got a job. Calvin works at McDonald's. Yeah, you ain't getting the interview, Calvin. Your best job is to be the manager at McDonald's. Yeah, that's what your family had planned for you. My family had other plans. Great Poupon dreams.
Champagne wishes and caviar dreams. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. People want to talk, and you know what? There's a topic we need to get to, and Andrew in Long Island is going to help us get there. Andrew.
Hey, how you guys doing, Barnon? Big fan.
Thank you.
Yeah, listen, I'm a Jets fan, so I hate Tom Brady, but I may not think he's the best quarterback. He's definitely the most intelligent. You know why? Because he always took less money. You know how much you could do with an extra $8-10 million on your salary cap, on the defense, the offensive line, stuff like that. And then being a winner, you know how many more endorsements you get? You take less money and then you win more money. You know what he also did? He also married a woman who isn't a bum.
He married
dudes taking all this money and then marrying bums that don't have a job. So come on, man.
See, the problem.
He laid out the foundation.
So what you're saying is...
this is the winning game plan, according to Andrew, Bart.
So what you're saying is Lamar Jackson should get Osaka pregnant.
Whatever, right?
You're saying load up.
You're the one that brought up Oprah.
You know, what's her name, right? Osaka? Oh, yeah. I still got an open pass to Oprah.
But you brought that up. Now, here's the other thing, though. The other part of the plan is everybody hates training camp. Especially veterans.
Yeah.
So how do you circumvent that?
Schedule something.
You win enough, and the team wants you back, and you're like, I got to take 2 weeks off. The worst 2 weeks of training camp are usually the middle 2 weeks, right?
Yeah. I mean, Gronk can start lurking in about 3 weeks, 4 weeks.
All right. So the Bucs play the Titans on Saturday, and Brady won't be there again. He is expected, though. Remember, originally the plan was Tom Brady's supposed to be back after the second week of the preseason? Or is he Todd Bowles? What about Tom Brady?
We'll see. We'll talk about it next week. I'm not concerned about it right now. We're trying to practice against Tennessee and play a game. I said sometime after Tennessee, there's no definitive date for me, but we'll check on it. And we'll keep in touch and we'll find out.
Excuse me?
Yeah, I'll let you know, Todd.
What?
I'll let you know.
Did he just say?
Wife has a fashion show.
Not quite a definitive time. So on Reddit, apparently, there is a lengthy, detailed thread that someone like really went into, like, you know, a lot of research mode.
Yeah.
One of the speculations involving this, he already had this preset need to be away for a couple of weeks in the preseason thing, is that he's taping for The Masked Singer.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
It don't take 2 weeks to tape for The Masked Singer.
Are you sure?
Is that his show? Is he producing it? Or is that
I don't think so.
Is that Peyton Manning?
I just think it's a performance thing, though.
Oh, that's funny.
Right?
That's funny. I think they would have taped his part here and
would
have came
so.
Brought it to Tampa.
Well, no. You do that live in studio in front of a studio audience with judges and everything. You understand that, right?
You know, Mark Sanchez did that.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people have done it. I'm just saying that's one that if so – so now, again, it's all speculation, but it's fun speculation.
That'll take
Bart,
2 weeks.
If I told you that that's what he was missing 2 weeks for, you would tell me what?
So what? I mean,
we're all hoping that it's not a family issue, something personal. But if it's something like this, like
you said,
is he finishing his movie? Remember, you said that.
Yeah,
like
yeah
you thought maybe
he got his movie. Yeah.
But if you heard that this is what it was about, how would you feel?
Wouldn't bother me at all. I told you, Junior Seau taped the show and showed up on Thursday, got the game plan on Tuesday, and showed up to play on Fridays.
Yes.
If Junior Seau can do that, God rest his soul, so can Tom Brady. Because I think it's nothing new for Tom Brady to really learn.
All right, you're right.
It doesn't hurt
Tom Brady. But what kind of impact does it have on the Bucs? I want you to listen to something that Sam Acho said. Now, remember, Sam was in Tampa before Tom's first year. Listen to what Sam had to say.
I think it's a huge deal. It's one thing to hear from your coaches, do this or do that or follow my lead. It's another thing to hear it from Tom Brady. I was on that Tampa Bay team in 2019 that had a losing season. All the talent was there. Mike Evans was there. Chris Godwin was there. All they added was Tom Brady and, of course, yes, Rob Gronkowski. When I was a free agent and I heard that Tom Brady was coming, I got even more excited. I started training even harder because of the Tom Brady effect. That effect with him not being there, at least right now for the last week or so, and maybe even longer, I think it may start to wear on the people in that building. Yes, they know it's Tom Brady. He's the GOAT. But those little things of like, man, the complacency that can set in, I think Tom being gone may affect the team in a bigger way.
So how much of an impact could it have, though, on the entire team? Not him, obviously. He'll be fine. But what about the rest of the group?
Man, boo Sam Acho. I love him to death. But come on, man. You couldn't be more out of base. See, this is the thing. Brian Billy used to tell us all the time, I treat all you guys fairly, none of you the same. And if you don't understand that Tom Brady at 45 years old should be able to operate on a different set of rules, if you don't understand, I just told you Junior Seau what his rules were. Tom Brady operates on his own set of rules. And they understand what comes with bringing in Tom Brady. They understand that it's a blessing that they have Tom Brady instead of Kyle Trask. And maybe you may be a little bit uncomfortable and let some of these other guys play and get some reps so that, you know, the future is set. But it's not hurting Julio Jones. It's not hurting Chris Godwin, who's not even practicing. It's not hurting Mike Evans. This isn't his first year where they have to learn and get chemistry and understand the nuance of the offense. These guys have been there with each other. They ran it back. Everybody there is the same people. They understand that it's a little different when you're playing with a guy like Tom Brady. People understood that it was a little different when you played with a guy like Peyton Manning. People understand that it was a little bit different when you played with a guy like Brett Favre. Some guys have earned that type of status where you understand that they may not be around. I mean, hell, we saw Aaron Rodgers do the same thing in the OTAs.
Mm-hmm.
It happens all the time. And if you play long enough, you'll experience it sometimes once, maybe twice. If you stay around, you'll be around some of these great quarterbacks that get older in age. You think Vinny Testaverde, Warren Moon, Randall Cunningham was practicing every day? No.
So, again, right. So, Tom Brady, we don't know when he'll be returning. At least Todd Bowles said that the idea was he was going to be back after this weekend, but it's still open-ended. So, again, for the Bucs, we'll see what kind of impact it does have. Bart says it will have None. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, of course, is the number. We'll rack up the calls, and we'll take them throughout the show like we always do. But coming up, okay, so if Tom Brady has built-in trust and credibility, there is a franchise that has been around for a long time in the Dallas Cowboys, and they have lost a lot of that trust and credibility. Let's talk about what we expect from them and also the head coach pressure that faces them with a two-time Super Bowl champ who joins us next. It's Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Han.
I hope your mama's listening right now. I was great. I got to chat with her before the show. I'm playing this for her now.
Ah. Yo, we were trying to go see her in concert. I was trying to take her to Vegas to see her in concert, but I don't think she's there no more. I forgot somebody bought her masters for her. It was dope. You know what I mean? Yeah. She's a legend in this game, man.
The voice. Like, just such a...
So smooth, man.
Perfect voice, right?
My mom used to put this on when we used to have to clean the house.
Like, yeah.
Damn. You start hearing that on Saturday, like, damn.
Once that came on, you knew, right?
Opening the curtains, make it all bright.
And
like,
mom, now she's so soft-spoken, your mom, which is amazing because you're not.
Yeah.
but did she sing? Did she sing while she was, like, cleaning, playing this?
She sings sometimes. You know, my sister used to sing Anita Baker all the time. That's her favorite person. So my sister got, like, an alto voice. She was saying that all the time, you know what I mean? Right before she closed me up in the couch bed or kicked the shit out of me. I mean, crap.
That's right. All right, let's get into conversations that we want to have today. It is a Effing Friday. It's a football Friday here on Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. Tony Casillas joining us right now. Two-time Super Bowl champ, Cowboys defensive tackle. Play a little with the Jets as well, Tony. I won't forget those days, even though you probably won't forget.
He's trying to forget those days.
But how you doing, man?
Hey, if you can make it in New York, you can make it anywhere. I mean, I had some of my fondest moments there, but it did last for a New York minute. But yeah. My wife and I, we love going back there, love the people. And God, at times, I wish the Cowboys would kind of listen to their patience and not give the Cowboys a hall pass. But, man, I had a great time there while I was there.
Listen, there's patience, and then there's like what we become, which is actually patience, you know, like in an insane ward with the years that we've been waiting here for something to happen. But you know what? I know you were there just for a minute, but you had to know who Joe Klecko was, right? And the fact that he's a finalist for the Hall of Fame, what a big deal.
Absolutely. Should be in the Hall of Fame. Are you kidding me? Mark Gastineau, the New York Stock Exchange. I mean, there's a lot of guys on that I remember part of that front four, and certainly Joe Klecko. He was a beast, man.
Now, were you in Dallas when they had the White House, the famous White House?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I know you didn't go. I know you didn't go.
Yeah, not that I was
ever
there.
You know, I really did. I mean, there's some things that you just didn't have to do, and I wasn't privy to that. And honestly, people always ask me those questions because the 90s Cowboys – it would be a great documentary series on Netflix. I mean, you think that The Last Dance is great. The 90s documentary would be amazing. But
we need to make that happen.
Here's the thing. The White House is in a neighborhood that was probably a 50-yard field goal from there. And all this time I did not know and really didn't have to go to at my own White House. But, yeah, you know what? There was a lot of things we did, but it was – we were very, I would say, everyone's a little dysfunctional. You know, playing in the league, you have those type of cliques, you have those type of players. But we're dysfunctional, but we knew how to win, brother, and we did it. So, yeah, I just didn't – I guess I wasn't invited. I guess I wasn't in that –
yeah.
I guess I wasn't vogue enough to
be like, don't tell – they had to tell you, don't tell mom.
No. Tony giving the smart answers on this one too. No, they didn't really invite me to
this.
I'll tell you what though, I would watch that.
Give me
a documentary on those 90s Cowboys. Yeah, bring that, please.
I know we only have like a short time on the segment, but man, we could do a short version of it. But man, it was there was a lot of things going on. But again, it was a great football family, and we did a lot of great things on the field. And we were a little entitled, but we were able to compartmentalize those things.
Yeah,
so, and we had success. And Jimmy knew that. Jimmy knew what to do. And he knew if you show up, you go out and you have fun. But by God, if you show up at work and you're not paying attention to detail, I'm going to fix that. And he did, trust me.
And that's like, again, this year's Cowboys, right? Let's get to now, because what you just said there is relevant, especially coming off of penalty-filled playoff loss, penalty-filled first preseason game, Mike McCarthy facing that, you know, already the criticism, and, you know, Sean Payton and whatever else hanging over his head. But you tweeted about the first preseason game, hey, it's only preseason, don't worry about it. Do you mean that, or is there a part of you that's kind of concerned that this is going to be a problem?
Yeah, I really mean that, because I know as a player, I think there's certain guys that are there. And I guess in a way it could be worrisome, because you have veteran guys that maybe or may not be committing, you know, type of penalties. And I think we know that it comes down to being a little, you know, lack of confidence and not playing technique. But I really, with the preseason the way it is now, you can't put much merit on it, because it is just trying to get through it. You know, you got to get your reps. There is a grind, but I really have a tendency, because we all know this. We've seen in the NFL and games. I mean, guys, they play great during the preseason, no mistakes, but then they get in the regular season play, and it's totally opposite. But I don't buy into it. The only thing I want to see this team, and they didn't do in the 49ers playoff game, is I want them to cultivate some toughness.
Yeah.
And really, I think that comes along with what you just alluded to, is committing mistakes and doing those type of things. Because if you're not sound mind as far as mentally and really understanding the other team and what they're bringing at you, I mean, sometimes it exploits a lot of those deficiencies. And to me, it all comes down to being physical and having that type of mentality that I'm going to bust your ass.
Well, I played the majority of my career in Baltimore, and, you know, you can, you know, say that it was kind of organized chaos at times, and we operated great in, and we understood that everybody wasn't choir boys and things of that sort. But when you look at this current Dallas team, you know, the chaos isn't so much the players, I feel it's the coaching staff, because I feel like you have three guys there that believe they should be head coaches, whether it's Kellen Moore, whether it's Dan Quinn, because I believe Dan Quinn could have got a job last year, but maybe he was given some assurances from, you know, Jerry, that, you know, if things don't work out, he'll have an opportunity. And then the big elephant in the room is Sean Payton. Now, how do you try and make sure that everybody gets what they are looking for? You know, we always say you can eat, but your goals have to be aligned with ours. How do you think they are going to be able to perform in that, you know, capacity? And how do you, you know, perform when you have coaches that are striving for head coaching jobs, but doing what's best for the group and not what's good for their career?
It seems, Mark, it seems like that's been the question for so long, because the brand and the Cowboys, and, you know, I started thinking about this where I came on, because it's true, but it's painfully true. It's been over a quarter of a century, and I believe that's 25 years, according to my Oklahoma math, University of Oklahoma math, in which I didn't do very. But anyway, it's been a long time since they've been back. And so you have, as you mentioned, you have Dan Quinn. I don't think Dan Quinn is a tremendous coach. You look what he did to that defense last year. Yeah. I mean, it's inexplicable. It's what he did. You know, Kellen Moore, you mentioned him. I mean, you go into a game, you got to utilize who you have. And I think at times he has not done that. So to me, I think that's the biggest question mark. Are you going to use Tony Pollard? What are you going to do with CeeDee Lamb? I mean, you know, you have different wide receivers. You know, what are you going to do to kind of get guys involved more when things aren't going your way? And, you know, I think, you look at Sean Payton. I mean, I don't know. Jerry's always going to put that out there. You guys know that. I mean, that's something he'll say something, he'll push buttons, and all of a sudden we'll be talking about it, because that's just the way Jerry is. And, you know, I think that, I think Jerry, he really is sincere. I mean, he is obviously passionate about the Cowboys. But his sincerity sometimes gets overlooked by the reality of what he's really trying to do. And I think people don't understand that. But I think that he wants to win so bad that he'll trust. And Mike McCarthy, I mean, this is a big year for him. I don't think the only way Mike McCarthy keeps his job is if they go to the NFC Championship game. And if they do – so happened to do that. And if they lose, he's not coming back. And I think he understands that. And but that's the circumstances in which you're under when you're a coach or involved with this organization. And that's something a lot of people understand. But, you know, Jerry's been doing that for a long time. And so that's always going to be the narrative.
Yeah, and certain franchises, no matter what the sport, you just know that comes with it. The pressure, the minute you take the job, they're already trying to find your replacement. Tony Casillas joining us right now, two-time Super Bowl champ with the Cowboys, on the Cowboys. And, you know, we'd be remiss not to finish the conversation asking you about Dak Prescott and how important it is for him to continue to elevate himself as one of the top quarterbacks in the league. Stephen Jones is saying, telling everybody who'll listen, that he's having the best camp he's ever seen him have since he has been in the NFL. What do you expect out of him this year, especially with, you know, not knowing what Zeke's going to be and losing Amari Cooper?
And maybe I'm drinking a little bit of Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones' Kool-Aid. But I really think when you take away the fact that Dak doesn't have to worry about the contract, he's got the money. The injury last year, that was always that was the question everyone wanted to ask and the concern. He's healthy. He looks great in camp. I really think this is going to be one of his best years he's had. And, you know, last year was off to a good start and really put together some nice numbers. But I think for this team to really, and we all know this, a quarterback has got to be the X factor. I really think this is going to be a tremendous year for Dak Prescott, because I think that he's got confidence. You watch him play, his decision making. I think that he's created some chemistry. Now, I think the biggest question is Tyron Smith. I mean, is he going to be able to stay healthy? Because that's always the question is, how many games is he going to be able to play? But, you know, Dak Prescott has a lot of moxie. He's got a lot of great things going for him, and he's healthy. Not to worry about that. And if you watch him play, and I know it's early on in training camp and preseason, I just think the guy just exudes confidence. And I think a lot of people, believe it or not, I mean, you know, people they are not convinced that Dak Prescott is a top 10 quarterback in the National Football League. I think he's going to be a top five this year, and I think it's going to be one of his better years. I mean, that's how confident I feel about him, and obviously the way he, you know, being healthy and the way he's conducting himself and what people are saying, I think he's going to put up some big numbers this year.
Well, that would be something every Cowboys fans would certainly sign up for. Tony, we got to leave it right there, but it was a lot of fun to talk to you, and I'll tell you what, let's look forward to it. A documentary at some time. On that White House, on the Dallas Cowboys of the 90s, what you guys did.
We're going to need a 10-part series.
We're going to be the co-producers of it.
I'm in. Let's go.
We're going to need a 10-part series.
I'll start storyboarding that. Forget about it. All right. Hey, good to talk to you, Tony. Thanks so
much,
man.
Absolutely.
All right.
Thanks.
You got it.
We can do five straight episodes strictly on Charles Haley and what he used to do in the locker room.
I'm sure the stories would be endless. All right, we got your calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Reacting to what he just said, Dak Prescott, top five quarterback this year. What do you think? Ooh. Barton Hunt, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Hunt.
That's definitely an F it Friday kind of song, man.
Yeah.
It's Barton Hunt, Alan Hunt, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. Dak Prescott, top five this year? That's what Tony said.
That's high praise. I mean, look at the people. Look at the people that you're putting them over. Herbert,
right?
Barrow.
Well, give me your five. Give me the four that cannot be off the list.
Well, Aaron, no matter who's there.
Okay.
Patrick Mahomes, boy.
Okay. Two.
I think Joe Burrow. I mean, hell, he got a great offensive line this year.
Let's see what he looks like. Josh Allen.
Josh Allen.
So that's four.
Herbert.
Mm-hmm. No Russ. Not putting Russ on that anymore?
Not yet. I mean, okay. Listen, I think Lamar coming back to take names.
Lamar Jackson's the other one that obviously you'd have to think
because
about.
Because I think they're going back and he's going to run the ball more. He's 230.
You didn't even mention Tom Brady.
Oh, yeah. Terrific Tom.
Matty Ice, maybe, with the Colts in that offensive line.
Go to the Rams. Matthew Stafford.
Well, I mean, think about Stafford. You're right.
Stafford got Cooper Kupp, and he got Allen Robinson, who's better than Robert Woods.
Mm-hmm. Deshaun's not playing for 11 weeks, so you really can't put him in that category.
I mean, it would be hard pressed to say Dak is going to be a top 10 quarterback.
Zach Wilson. I mean, you got to put.
Pump your brakes.
Yeah. Well, there's some reaction to this.
I mean, Kirk Cousins, I think, is going to throw for
numbers wise.
Numbers
wise, he does that. Eric's in Miami, though. Eric, what do you think?
Hey, sorry. You're breaking up as soon as you said my name.
Oh. Well, technically,
I hear you.
It's you, and not us. Trust me.
Yeah, it was definitely.
I'm with Bart on this. Mm-hmm. I just can't see Dak Prescott in the top five, barely in the top ten. I mean, his O-line got worse. He lost two key pieces. He lost Amari Cooper. You know, he's going to be relying on a lot of pieces he lost, like Cedric Wilson left too. I just can't see him having a better season this year, let alone top five.
See, that's the thing too, is you got to think that if he's going to be top five, Bart, it's because he overcomes the fact that he doesn't have a ton of weapons.
Yeah.
Like, his performance would have to be so great.
I mean, Derek Carr.
He'd need to be an MVP.
Man, it's a lot of people. Russell Wilson. Listen, I'm going to throw one up there that people going to hate, and I've been throwing it up there.
Oh?
Jameis Winston is about to eat.
Oh, I was going to tell you to tease it, but okay. Jameis Winston is somebody you've been talking about.
Jameis going to throw for 550. He's going to throw for like 5,500.
You think he's going to have that big of a season? Well, you know what's interesting, too, is that they are getting healthy. You get Michael Thomas back and what he's going to be. That offense has a chance to be exciting if, of course, he isn't turning the ball over.
Well, they can protect him.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got more calls.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. This segment here brought to you by Boost Mobile, proud sponsor of the 2022 Department of Defense Warrior Games. With Boost Mobile, feel the power of more money in your pocket on one of America's largest 5G networks. So Dak Prescott, a top five quarterback, that's what Tony Casillas just told us. He believes it's going to be that kind of year. Stephen Jones telling anybody who'll listen that Dak's having the best camp that he has ever seen him have since he's been in Dallas. So they are excited about what Dak can be. But if he's going to be a top five quarterback, it's probably because that means he's going to be an MVP, right?
Yeah, he has.
Because
it's
going to be all him.
He's going to be an MVP running. He's going to have to be an MVP running for sure.
Right. So 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Do you agree with Tony, or do you find flaws in this take? We go to Julius in Arizona. Julius.
Yeah, he's definitely not going to be top five. I agree with you. Top five or even top ten. He just doesn't have any weapons, man. And I think the person that's going to be maybe slipping the top 10 or at least top 15 is Tua. 100%.
Tua. They love his balls. Yesterday, McDonald's said that he throws the most catchable ball he's ever seen, too.
Tua actually has probably one of the prettiest balls I've ever caught in my life. So,
I mean, there's that. You know, which is great. Julius, thank you. Julius,
I mean, yesterday the head coach said it as well. One of the most catchable. What does that mean? That means that he's throwing it to them in stride.
You heard rookie Garrett Wilson say that about Joe Flacco.
Yeah, but
and how different it is, and how it's easier to catch, and all that stuff. You're a defensive player. Maybe you don't understand.
No, I understand what they're saying, but what I want them to know is it because it's accurate. It's because he's hitting them in stride. When they say catchable, is it because he takes the velocity off when it's closer? A lot of times young players, they put too much mustard on it when you're close. They have no touch.
Lands softly into your hands. Like DiPietro used to love this line, like a butterfly with sore feet. That's how softly it lands into your hands. You like that?
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty much it. All right, so your guy that you're saying is, if I'm going to say this, a guy that's going to be a top five quarterback this year, you're saying it's Jameis Winston.
He's loaded.
And you feel like that's the team that you're looking at.
They are loaded. You got Jarvis Landry as your third receiver in the slot. Not on the outside like he was with Cleveland, on the slot.
Mm-hmm.
Straight deboing people, pushing off. He's going to be like Anquan Boldin in the slot. He ain't running away from him, but he's so strong and so crafty that you got to give him space, and he's going to just use his body to body you out. So he's going to keep the chains moving. And then on the outside, you got the young kid that's going vertical. And then, listen, Michael Thomas, last time we seen him healthy, he had 1,800 yards, mm-hmm. 1,817.
Right. We just haven't seen him play in a couple of years, so we've kind of forgotten what Michael Thomas can be.
He was the one. He was the one. He was the number one receiver in the league. First one at $19 million a year.
And let's not forget the weapon out of the backfield as well. So they've got all that going on for them. Plus, they've got a really good defense which can help you with field position. For Jameis as well, right? Not needing to go as far down the
Honey
field.
Honey Badger goes home. Lattimore's an all-pro.
Interesting game, too, for them. Tonight in the preseason, they play Green Bay. And there's a potential for the first look at Michael Thomas as well to see if he gets some reps tonight. More on Green Bay. Jordan Love, more reps tonight. And will we see Aaron Rodgers? We'll discuss next.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.